While Venezuela is suspending school and business activities on Monday as widespread blackout continues. This was the second such cancellation since power went out on Thursday. The government has accused the United States of masterminding the massive power outage which plunged the South American country into darkness. President Nicolas Maduro said the outage was caused by an electromagnetic attack on a key hydroelectric complex. At least 15 patients with advanced kidney disease were reported to have died since Thursday. The electricity has been restored, but some areas are still in the dark. Meanwhile, opposition leader Juan Guaido said he will ask Venezuela's legislature to declare a state of alarm authorizing the delivery of the so-called international aid in response to the power outage. Now, to discuss that more, we're joined by Mr. Andrei Velchik, philosopher and author and filmmaker, and also Gordon Duff, senior editor of Veterans Today. Thank you very much to both of you gentlemen for joining us on this edition of the News Review. Now, as we continue discussing the Venezuela and the crisis in that country, I would like to turn to Mr. Velchik first. What is your evaluation of the situation there, this massive blackout? What could be the cause, and why is the government having so much trouble restoring power?
Well, restoring power is not so easy if there is a sabotage coming particularly from abroad. And as we heard, it's government of Venezuela is claiming that there was an attack on its most important hydroelectric facility. Basically, the electromagnetic attack. So it is not so easy to restore something like that. It is obvious that the West and its puppet Guaido are not going to stop at anything. This is terrorism at its best. Obviously, people are dying. People are being killed by this policy, and I think the claim to blame the Venezuelan government for not acting fast enough is at least insensitive, because and that's exactly what so-called opposition is doing, because how can it restore power if one of the most important hydroelectric plants in South America had been sabotaged?
Thank you very much. Now let's turn to Mr. Gordon Duff. Now, Mr. Duff, what do you think is behind this act of sabotage? Well, the Venezuelan government does believe that the U.S. Was behind it. What is your speculation?
Well, I don't think there's there's any doubt at all that what President Maduro is stating, that it's an electromagnetic attack. He wouldn't be saying this if there weren't reason. The world has every reason to believe that the United States would attack any of Venezuela's infrastructure. The U.S. has more or less promised to do that. It's a stated policy. The U.S. has threatened military attacks on Venezuela. This was a move we all expected. We were waiting when the U.S. would do this. We were wondering if they were going to use the Stuxnet virus like they've used so many times before, or an attack like this, or even something more violent. I wouldn't have put it past the United States to stage a bombing or some other type provocation. All of that's in the cards, and John Bolton is a person who isn't above this kind of violent attack. The issue, of course, is that between the sanctions, seizing Venezuela's gold, clear, interference, not only interference with Venezuela, but the U.S. putting pressure on nations around the world to join the boycott of Venezuela and so many other nations that the U.S. is at economic war with. Venezuela is just joining a long list of nations that the U.S. is trying to destroy economically. It's just another one on the list. And it's the only one in Latin America thus far that the U.S. has chosen to destroy. But it won't be the last.
Thank you very much. Now back to Mr. Andrei Velchek. What is the extent of the damage that this blackout has had on the economy of Venezuela? Of course, we have the tragic news that a dozen people with severe kidney conditions have unfortunately lost their lives due to this power outage. But what about the economy?
Venezuela is battered as it is now by sanctions and by the attacks from the West. But I don't think this is going to have a significant impact. Venezuelan people are very strong. They are determined to fight, and more countries are joining. Look, I'm in Latin American governments which are supporting Venezuela, and it is incredible how much support Venezuela has here, or how much support it has in Mexico, which I left just a couple of days ago. And basically, there is no more connection between those who oppose democratic socialist Republic of Venezuela and those who are supporting it. I also stopped in Bogota in Colombia, where the propaganda is absolutely outrageous. So the world is divided, Latin America is divided, but Venezuelan people are very strong, and the government of Maduro has a majority. It's absolutely clear. Also, let's not forget that Russia very recently declared that they are going to defend their own economic interests. What does it mean? It means that it is going to, if necessary, it's going to use all means, legal means, as Russia pointed out, legal means to defend its interests and therefore interests of Venezuela. So Russia is using stronger and stronger language. I think China is getting on board, Turkey, I believe Iran also. And so we have a big coalition. We have a big coalition, including South Africa, Cuba, of course, and Bolivia, where I am right now. Countries which are very strongly and in very determined manner ready to defend a democracy of Latin American nation Venezuela. And also, let me just mention one more thing, because my colleague and comrade just mentioned that this was the only country that the U.S. is trying to destabilize. No, U.S. actually destabilized already Brazil. And that was the most important fact, which actually opened the door for many coups and many interventions from the West. Strong Brazil was guaranteeing stability. It was supporting Latin American socialist countries, including stability here in Bolivia and, of course, in Venezuela. So the soft coup that was performed in Brazil was a tremendous skill on behalf of the West, and particularly the United States. And it opened the door to the situation in Venezuela now, because without that coup, what we are going through now is unthinkable.
Thank you very much. Now we're running out of time. Mr. Duff, I would like you to wrap this up, if you can, in a minute or two. What are your final thoughts on the situation in Venezuela, and what would be the next step? Well, Juan Guaido is definitely going to make the best use of the situation now.
Well, we're looking at the situation in Damascus and comparing the winter in Damascus. That's no electricity, no water, no heat at all, to what the U.S. has been doing inside Venezuela. And we look at Russia and how it supports interests. And it's good that Russia's taken a strong position. Rosneft is on the ground in Venezuela and investing money. The Chinese are beginning to invest more money. But both the Russians and Chinese are also more interested in their own security than any other nation, and have been since the collapse of the Soviet Union. And the Venezuelan people are going to be a key to this. Now, the Syrian people proved themselves more than capable. The people of Afghanistan have proved themselves more capable. And we can only hope that the people of Venezuela will stand against the United States and survive what would be, of course, a brutal fascist dictatorship that the U.S. has in the cards for them.
Thank you very much, Mr. Gordon Duff, senior editor of Veterans Today, and also Mr. Andrei Vilcek, philosopher, author, and filmmaker. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for elaborating on this situation, and thank you to all our viewers for following this edition of the News Review with us.